That's RN News. I'm Jason Walker. Biden administration seems to be forgetting which side started the Israeli-Hamas war and continues taking cheap shots at Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken claims the U.S. has proposed additional ideas to the Israelis for steps to limit civilian casualties in Gaza.
These steps will save lives and will enable more assistance to get to Palestinians in need. At the same time, much more needs to be done to protect civilians and to make sure that humanitarian assistance reaches them. Far too many Palestinians have been killed. Far too many have suffered these past weeks. And we want to do everything possible to prevent harm to them and to maximize the assistance that gets to them.
White House says President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will discuss a wide range of both regional and global issues. They will be meeting next week in San Francisco. Also, at srnnews.com, disputes continue to climb about potential safety risk and future costs tied to California decades-old reactors.
The Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant was scheduled to close by 2025, but the California legislature changed course in September 2022 and opened a path for the reactors to keep running. Just this week, operator Pacific Gas and Electric asked federal regulators to extend the plant's operation while supporters and critics clashed at a state hearing on Diablo Canyon's future. Questions range from financing to whether the power is even needed. John Scott reports.
Some Democrats very concerned. Senator Joe Manchin's announcement he will not seek re-election next year frees him to pursue a third-party bid. West Virginia lawmakers' announcement opens the door for Republicans to flip his seat in the Senate. This is SRN News. If you work at HHS, you must embrace transgenderism.
According to a memo made public on X by Roger Severino of the Heritage Foundation, all employees of the Department of Health and Human Services must address transgender coworkers by their preferred pronouns. That means at one of the Biden administration's cabinet-level departments, your eyes may tell you the truth, but your mouth had better say the lie, or you will be at risk of losing your job. Some experts say the policy is ripe for a legal challenge. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life groups split on whether to identify as religious. Research from Miami University shows pro-life groups fall into one of three camps. Some who are, quote, openly religious. Others are religious, but they don't mention it, and a small portion outright reject the use of religion. This is SRN News. A strike averted in Las Vegas. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
The Las Vegas Hotel Workers Union has reached a tentative deal with Wynn Resorts, preventing a strike that was set to begin today. The new five-year contract follows deals made earlier with casino giants Caesars Entertainment and MGM Resorts. The union says the contracts will provide more than 35,000 workers at 18 properties with historic pay raises and other unprecedented wins, such as mandatory daily room cleanings. The union had bargained for more than 7 months, and the tentative deals must still be approved by the rank and file. I'm Donna Warder.
Big finish for the week on Wall Street today. The Dow was up 392 points, very heavy trading. NASDAQ was up 276, S&P 500 ahead 67. More details at srnnews.com.